needs more than one person.
Sarah, I mean...
Alright, bye.
That's
it. Hi. It's fucking weirdo.
Shut up.
Absence makes the heart grow crazy.
My brain doesn't work properly at the moment.
I can tell.
I worked 28 hours in the past 3 days.
Why is Minecraft coming out on Xbox?
Because it's fucking awesome, that's why. You all should get it.
It was a PC game.
It was, and they're making an Xbox version. Well, they made an Xbox version. Which basically...
Yeah,
it's basically the same. Well, actually, there's a few minor changes, but nothing major. But it's based... The version that's coming out on release is... 0.82 PC version. But it'll get updated to the current PC version eventually.
You've lost me, but okay.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the Xbox Bantercast, starring myself. Hi, I'm GameDog VLR. Hello. Joining me this week, as ever, is the guy who's late and is Daniel Smith. Hi.
That's my definition, the guy who is late. I'm Lord Atom. Hey.
And the ever punctual and V-neck hating Matthew Gamage.
Yes, Sam, I have started the podcast. They're just introducing me. Well, we've started now. Hi, guys. I'm here. Sam, what do you want? Yeah, I know the soup.
Train wreck.
Okay, I won't put the fucking cheese in it.
What's something about soup?
What? I'll put the cheese in mine. Won't have the cheese. Alright? Cool. Vegetarian talk with Matt. Hi, my gamer tag is Gamage89. Also, I have a complaint. Dave said starring you?
Yeah.
Are you the star? Is that because your Skype... Is that because just in your Skype picture you're wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And then we're just your co-stars, so we're just, like, you know, here.
If you,
we're in the background, it's all good.
If you want, I'll put my sunglasses on now.
Hey, everyone back. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
What happened there?
You crashed my Skype.
I did.
I don't blame you.
Oh, okay. All I got was, I'm just putting my sunglasses on, and then everyone went quiet. I was like, what?
Yeah, I said, will it help you sound less dead? And then everything died.
Anyway, yeah. Carrying on. And
is it still recording?
Yeah, it's both in school.
Madness.
Yep. And that other voice that you hear is returning... guest Scott Beresford, the man from Ilkeston who has sex with his relatives.
Not actually, though.
No, just the sheep. No,
no, that's Ben.
Well, you know, Ilkeston, Wales.
I prefer the word the recurring guest, not returning guest. Recurring.
Okay, recurring.
Yeah. I thought it was going to say retarded.
Well, that is preferred.
I could have gone with that. I could have.
That is the preferred reword.
This week's show is different because it's been ages since we recorded, thanks to, you know, just stuff. And
us generally being... We're so efficient that we decided not to do one for a while, so...
Yeah. And...
Efficiency.
This week is generally not planned at all. No notes, just entirely off-the-collar stuff. So,
Unfortunately, means no spelling mistakes.
That's true, yeah.
Just imagine the things I say are spelt wrong.
I always do, Dave. I don't need to imagine. I can tell you're spelling them wrong as you're saying them.
You're fucking saying them wrong.
Anyway,
with grammar all over the place.
Might as well start with what we usually start with, which is what we've been playing. And I'll go first. And
it's a two-month period, so this could be a while.
Well, apart from the usual, the only thing that's different is Mass Effect 3 from start to finish. And I fucking love that game.
Are you not angry at the ending?
No, I love the ending.
Oh boy.
Sames.
Oh boy. Apart from that, no, nothing majorly interesting. Shut up, what I'm on about. Batman Arkham City. I played and completed Batman Arkham City.
And that is very interesting.
Yeah. Awesome game.
Yep. Took me fucking forever to get to it, but I'm glad I got it. And I need to go back and do a second playthrough, do all the shit I missed. But yeah, I really...
Same.
The combat in that game is amazing. And the cutscenes, and just the way they integrate so many of the DC characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Awesome. Scoot. Okay, well, Matt, you already said you played Mass Effect 3. What else have you played? Because I know some things.
Mass Effect 3. Resident Evil 5 with Scott.
Yeah.
There you go. You said you're going to have nothing to say. You can all over the place. Rayman Origins. Wow, Dave, I realise now that I did have other things to say other than my normal.
I know.
Rayman Origins. That's a good game. I'm enjoying that. It's a little infuriating because it's, you know what's more infuriating than playing a game that's like difficult?
Playing a game that's difficult by yourself?
No, playing a game that's difficult that's aimed at kids. It's really infuriating when I'm like, I can't do this. Why can't I do this? Kids are meant to be able to do this. Why can't I do it?
Well, Matt, do you remember when me and you marathoned through Lego Batman, the first one, and got stuck so many fucking times?
Yeah, that's because we don't work. No, but it's not that I didn't know what to do. It was that I couldn't do it. I can't imagine a 5-year-old just smashing buttons, knowing what to do.
I can.
Okay.
If they're like Chinese.
That's disgusting.
What? That's racist.
And then Battlefield, Halo, Reach, and
Around.
That's it.
Danface, what have you been playing? Because it's been fucking 4 hours since I've spoken to you, Dan Balls.
Yeah, no, you only exist in the day, apparently. So this is a rare nighttime appearance with you.
Well, the sun's not down yet. It's all good.
I don't base my time on when the sun is up and down. It's not the fucking stage.
You said daytime.
Anyway, so, Dan Balls.
Dawn has broken. Dan is online.
Yep. That's me. Played some Modern Warfare, some Battlefield, which is awesome because Ben has his own server and we can have dogfights and mess around and shit.
That, you shouldn't fight dogs, that's illegal, Dan. I'm disgusted in you.
Well, it is, but you know. Space Marine, Warhammer Space Marine, which is a really good game.
How is that?
Awesome. You get to run around beating the crap out of orcs, and it's freaking awesome.
Considering you're a space marine, and they are essentially like big hulking dudes that just wreck shit, I would imagine.
Yes. you have a sword which has a chainsaw on it, and you have massive guns, and you've got two hearts.
A chainsword.
Yes.
Chainsword.
You know, if Robin Hood had had the sword with a chainsaw on it, it'd have been a different film.
That's true. Chainsaw Redemption 3. I don't know.
Probably would have been quite similar to that film I watched the other day, which was Hobo with a Shotgun.
Well, despite never actually getting into the Warhammer universe, I do like the idea of it, so I may end up getting that game at some point, even if it's just late on rent.
I haven't actually been involved in it, but I like the idea. But I just like it, ironically.
Well, I know enough about it to be interested, you douche.
Yeah, like I liked it when I was little, and then I've still been interested in like the lore and the universe and stuff, but I've not played it in about 10 years, so yeah, it's a good game.
Can you speak Warhammer?
Is that the language?
Yeah. No. The Darkness 2, I've finished that. I don't know if I'd said that beforehand.
I know you had it, didn't you? Finished it.
Yeah,
and it's probably what you were doing when you were not spending time with us.
No, I finished it in one sitting, actually.
That's a good thing, I'm sure.
It's an extremely good game. I just need to do the extra bits. And I think that's all I've been playing, really, that I can think of. Yeah.
And Skunt.
Me. I've just been playing the usual. In fact, I'll go across every game I've played. I've played Battlefield 3. I've played FIFA 12.
Classic.
Which pisses me off, right? And Forza and Resident Evil with Matt, because that was fun times. Yeah. And Reach today, for the first time in 8 years.
Going to carry on playing Reach again as well soon.
Yeah.
See, this is what makes Reach such a good game, because we consistently go back to it, even after months.
I think it helps with all the Halo 4 talk at the moment.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, in lieu of a nice and organised news segment, let's discuss possible news articles that people may have heard about or remember. Because I haven't been paying attention to fucking anything, so I know nothing.
Well, I've got some ups. Shall I start?
I've got one to start with.
Go on, then.
You can both rock, paper, scissors for who goes first.
Okay.
Okay. Are we literally going to rock, paper, scissors, then say what
yeah.
we've done?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Are you ready? You do the count, Dave.
3, 2, 1, go.
Rock.
Scissors. Bam, you win.
I even said it first.
Daniel, the worst cheater in the world.
No, I was honest. I did what I did. I said what I did. I'm not going to cheat.
I just said spot.
Probably lizard.
Lizard.
Okay, Matt, you can go first since you won the on-air game of rock, paper, scissors. I can't believe that worked.
Where's Shitty V next? Shitty. That's my news.
It's not really news.
That's not news, and it's already been mentioned.
I wear V-necks. Just... V-necks are cool. I look good in V-necks. Do you like it?
Okay. You're wrong, but okay.
Yeah, you are wrong. I'm glad Dan agrees with that. Sorry, Dan. I'm sorry I rock, paper, scissors. It needed.
It's all right. You won with honour.
Yeah. You lost by not playing properly.
Yeah. By not cheating. Yeah, okay. Well, here's some actual news.
But don't the Halo 4 features news. I don't want to do that.
I don't have that. Again, this will be taken with a pinch of salt because it's a rumour about the new Xbox, blah, blah. But there's a report that's going to be in the Xbox World magazine, so fairly supported, maybe. And apparently there's been dev kits around that have 16 cores, which is bloody powerful.
That's pretty well, 16 cores, depending on what quality of core they are.
Well, yeah, 16-core IBM power PC CPU and a GPU similar to AMD's Radeon HD 7000 series graphic card. So
it's not bad.
You just said numbers and letters, then.
I understood those numbers and letters.
I understood some of the numbers and letters. At least
I'm looking
what they represented.
A PC with an AMD 7770 graphics card in it.
Not bad.
Maybe.
Yeah. As advised by Ben.
Yeah. The graphics card that the GPU that's the is room to be in that the new Xbox sounds it's good, and it depends how they optimize it and change it for their own needs. Like, they could really get a lot out of that if they change it.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Obviously, it's not going to have like loads of PC based things in it. Some other news is Skyrim getting Kinect support, 200 commands.
Yep.
I don't really know why.
Means you can just shout it. You shout at your television because people want to do dragon shouts themselves. People want to shout "Fusrodar" at their televisions.
Yeah, it's just like people with a Scottish accent is going to be even angrier at the Kinect as they try to say
"Dragon, get over here! You got a big nut sack."
Fusrodar.
Actually, just completely random interjection. Dan, there's a guy that kind of looks like you in my office, except he's Scottish.
Okay.
Is he the one that stands outside of Winterhold? Winterhold?
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's a guy that looks like Dan in my office. Is he the one that stands
outside
Winterhold?
Oh, right, you went robot for me. I thought you were talking about Skyrim. There's a guy in Skyrim that looks like you as well.
Do you not work in Skyrim, Dave?
I don't think I do, though.
Sorry, you went robot for me. I assumed that's what you said.
No.
Sorry.
That's weird.
Anyway, yeah, so 200 voice commands, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Sleeping Dogs has finally got a date of August. Yeah.
What is Sleeping Dogs?
Sleeping Dogs
It's the game about putting your dogs to sleep.
It's the game that was never supposed to be, but then became, and now isn't again, a true crime game. It was called True Crime Hong Kong, then it went under, and then it got bought by Square.
Yeah.
So, which it's looking awesome.
It is True Crime Hong Kong, which is what is the successor to True Crime LA. But
yeah. Although it was originally not meant to be, and now it isn't much now, but yeah.
It looks interesting, and the first trailer, which was basically just like a live-action reenactment.
It's just a martial arts film. Yeah.
It looks badass. Did say when in August or just August?
Just August right now, but that's...
Jackie Chan in it.
No.
I'm not buying it.
Then the last bit of news I have is a bit random. The Apple CEO Tim Cook has visited Valve HQ. So are they going to work together for some reason? That's kind of weird.
Maybe it's the Valve box.
Yeah, because they are going to be making their own hardware, so maybe something.
Has that been confirmed last time, as far as I was aware, as a rumour?
No, it's been confirmed.
Okay,
they are hiring people for it now.
Okay, cool. Yep. They're hiring Apple, apparently.
That's my news.
Can I talk about Halo?
Yeah, go on.
You know how I like to talk about Halo?
Yes.
Nah.
This is on a 4 time scale.
Yeah.
Basically, if you don't want to know about all this stuff, then don't listen. How are you?
No, do listen.
What is...
I don't like. There's some. Well, there's a bit here that I didn't know, which I'm not really bothered about, and it kind of sheds a tiny bit of light on.
Well,
the beginning of that.
I'd be surprised if you had spoilers for Halo 4, Matt. So
it's not big spoilers. It's like, you know, like the thing that you see in the beginning of that trailer, the new trailer, the end of the trailer. We don't know what it is.
Haven't seen it.
Like,
yeah, just speak.
You've seen the trailer, Dave, the E3 trailer.
Speak.
I'm speaking.
Just tell us what you're not telling us.
Well, Dave, you've seen the trailer. I just want to go over this first thing. Where Cortana goes, oh, I need you, and he like rocks up and he gets his jetpack out and flies to the edge, grabbed on, and there's a big fucking thing there, and you don't know what it is.
I probably assumed it was Onyx, or...
It's not Onyx, definitely not Onyx, now I've read the book that ties in. Definitely not Onyx. Apparently, it will new roster of enemies and weapons to the Halo experience, set against the top secret forerunner planetoid known to only as Sigma 7.
Ah.
That's what it is. It's not Onyx. Onyx has been dealt with in a book.
Okay.
Which is what I wouldn't surprise me if that's what it was originally intended to be.
And they shifted.
And they changed it. But
would make sense with the
Halo
combination things. The, you know, in Reach, because you go.
I think Onyx is a material as well.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I thought that's what it'd have been linked with, because you were saying about Onyx as another planet or whatever.
Yeah. It says players will encounter a new foe and unravel more of the mysteries behind the Forerunners, which I'm quite interested in. Stronger focus on storytelling, unprecedented level of customization and narrative. It's going to be in full HD.
Yeah.
All weapons will be customizable. If you know how you could customize your armor, now you can customize. I imagine your armor will be more customizable.
Sweet.
Your weapons are more customizable, a bit like Battlefield.
Call of Halo Theft Auto 4.
You can wear shorts, and then you can carry a dildo around.
Instead of an energy sword, energy dildo, and whack people in the head.
Halo 4, colon, Saints Row.
I was interested in was, so have the co-op campaign, but it's also have a thing called Spartan Ops, which is going to be kind of like episodic things for you to do based on this ship, which is called Infinity, I think. And this ship, this is a massive, like, starship that's been made using Forerunner technology taken from Onyx. Like, so it's really, 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 really fucking advanced.
Yeah.
And I think the Halo 4 multiplayer is based on training grounds in that ship. Or, like, I think it's meant to be a bit like a holodeck in that ship.
Awesome.
But,
well, that makes sense with them having bought Halo Infinity or whatever as a website domain ages ago.
Yeah.
Well, the Infinity's mentioned again in the book that I just read.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
The BR's going to be back, as well as the DMR.
Yeah.
And you can customise your weapons, can't you?
Yeah. What else was there? I can't remember.
That'll do.
I'm not sure. Oh, and multiplayer will be Spartans versus Spartans. No elites. No Covenant.
Which is
Although the Covenant, I think, will feature as an enemy in the game.
I'm cool with Spartans. Yeah. Spartans versus Spartans. I mean,
that's what Halo 3 was, really.
Well, I think it's a bit fairer.
An elite in Halo 3, but they were exactly the same. Like, there was no difference other than not being able to snipe elites as easily.
That's what I was going to say. Headshots on elites were really annoying, so that's probably...
But in Reach, elites are more powerful.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool.
Which did balance it a little bit.
I'm just way excited. That's all I have.
Cool. I've got a quote that we can wrap up on.
What's that?
It's a quote from Charlie Brooker. It's about the gay relationships in Mass Effect.
This is
this
is from 10 o'clock live.
Hmm?
This is from 10 o'clock live, I guess.
No, it's from Twitter, apparently. He said, good for EA is telling the homophobes to fuck off. They should make every character in their games gay for a year just to wind up the bigot, starting with the FIFA franchise.
They already kind of have made him gay in FIFA, though. Their impact engine, they can fall over each other and all, like, rub each other up and down and stuff.
And the sure can.
Sticking his dick up my ass.
While we're on the subject of EA, I'll obviously do some. I'll edit in a warning here, but we'll do an all on all anyway. We're just going to do a little discussion, talk on the Mass Effect 3 ending, because that's a big thing that people have been complaining about. So if you don't want to hear about the Mass Effect 3 ending, I'll insert my voice telling you what time to skip to.
I can't imagine it's going to be massively long, because we just talked about the ending. I can't be bothered to go through the whole game.
No, just
the whole game is good. Very good game.
Such a good game. But we'll do a full thing another time, I guess. But the ending.
Maybe if we ever do another podcast, you know. In 9 years' time, after we've been paying for the fucking online space for 9 years, we haven't used it.
So the ending.
Sorry. Yeah, the ending. I enjoyed it. When I finished it, I literally had none of the feelings that everyone else seemed, or not everyone else, but a lot of people seemed to have. I was like, that was a good ending. I enjoyed it. I understand why people are annoyed, because you've done all of your stuff through Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, and at the end of the day, everyone gets the same three choices at the end.
See?
But that doesn't bother me. I'm not bothered. Everything else in that game was wicked.
The three endings are kind of, they're ideologically different. The ending looks the same. That's what people are annoyed about. But I don't get why people are so fixated on the ending when they're saying, oh, it doesn't reflect all of my choices. Well, the game reflects
loads. The whole of Mass Effect 3 did, though.
Yeah, like, when I spoke to people about Mass Effect 3, you'll talk about a specific moment, and I'm like, well, no, for me, that happened completely differently, and here's what happened. So the entire game is different based on what you did in the other two games. Why should the ending be the big culmination for it? The ending was amazing, and it worked. And if you read into interpretation theory, which I think is spot on, the ending makes perfect sense.
Yep. I like indoctrination theory. It's good.
So it made so much sense, I went back and changed what the ending for my natural playthrough, which is weird, because it's a natural playthrough.
My natural playthrough, I chose the ending I wanted, and was quite happy with it.
I got tricked. I got tricked and did what Saren would have wanted, and went for the synthesis ending. I was like, and then when I read indoctrination, I was like, drat. Which, if indoctrination theory is true, and it comes out that that is what BioWare had planned all along, and that is what they were thinking, then they played a fucking blinder, and that is one of the best endings ever.
I went to the right and chose save all humans.
The destruction. Destruction
of the Reapers.
Did you notice the first time? Because I didn't. I only noticed this when it got pointed out by indoctrination theory. Blah blah. That the good ending and the bad ending are color swapped. So the good ending, which is destruction, is red, and the bad ending, which is control, is blue.
I noticed it when I selected it, because I was like, I want to go that way. But it's red. Is that right? So I went that way.
The game, the entire way through, like, every Mass Effect, it teaches you that blue is good, red is bad. And it gets to the end and it fucking tricks you, like, so well. Then it, like, again, not going into Doctrine Theory too much because I can't bother to explain. But, you know the bit where, after Anderson has been shot and the Elise Man has been dealt with, and you sit down, and Shepard is bleeding and holding his chest where Anderson got shot. That is what clicked for me. Like, that is the one thing I noticed on my playthrough without anyone pointing at it. I was just like, why the fuck is Shepard bleeding? Because he never gets shot.
Yeah, because he didn't get shot, yeah. But he kind of looks down at that point and he's like, oh, I'm bleeding. And you just think, when you first see it, you just think, oh, he's just got a cut.
Yeah, I don't know. The ending is genuinely amazing, and if it comes out that this sort of indoctrination theory is correct, then this is one of the best life endings ever, like, to a game, to a story, just to anything, because it meant that they've been hinting at things throughout three games, and then giving you this, like, they've swapped the ending for something and tricked you, and people are just annoyed because they got tricked and didn't see it. Yeah. So all it proves is that people are idiots and don't read subtext.
Us included, because we wouldn't have seen it until we watched the video.
Which is true.
Yep. Cool. Yeah. Right down this point.
Okay. Done.
Good. Scott, tell us about Resident Evil Operation Suck My Nuts.
is that its official name?
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you all about it. Basically, it's on the post. It's in the post to a Polish guy.
Are there raccoons?
I would love it if that's what the game was. Operation Raccoon City. There's lots of raccoons. Kill some.
No, just zombie raccoons.
Just normal raccoons, not zombie raccoons. The resident evil in this city is the raccoon.
That's a raccoon noise, by the way.
It sounds like a bird.
I don't know. I have no idea what a raccoon sounds like. I've never seen one.
Imagine they hiss.
They piss on everything.
Hiss and piss.
Is that what happens in that game?
They just piss on
you. You die by death by raccoon piss.
Get Karen.
I don't think they're going to be employing you for the soundtrack anytime soon.
They should.
That's a shame.
I could do the soundtrack for your game, Dave.
It's already done.
V-neck.
I fucking
hate On a serious note, that Raccoon City game was rubbish.
Yeah,
because I haven't heard good things from anyone.
They've tried to make it action based, and it's rubbish. It's not scary at all. It's like, I don't know. It's like Grand Theft Auto of Resident Evil, but shit.
Yeah,
that sounds.
The enemies take so many bullets to die as well. It's unreal.
Well, they are zombies. Slash rack.
Shoot in the head. Dead.
Double tap. Double tap. Everybody loves their root beer. Root beer.
Shut up.
Never mind.
I got the reference. You black.
Yeah. I've been playing that this week.
I still got so many chibis to get in that game.
Yeah, only through the zombies endings.
Scott, what's with the guffaw?
I was just looking at the Resident Evil 6 logo and...
Oh, the giraffe sucking off a person.
No, the person sucking off a giraffe.
I like it better my way.
I like the... you know, because I hadn't really played any Resident Evil games, or not recently anyway.
Yeah, fucking hell.
When I watched... When I watched the Resident Evil, the most recent trailer for Resident Evil 6... And at the end, it does the Resident Evil 6. It seems really unnecessary.
Of course it is. It's Capcom.
Doesn't sound just
display it. Like when Halo Reach comes on, it doesn't go Halo Reach.
It's the same as Vanquish. It starts the music and then it goes Vanquish.
I don't need it to be said. I'm not blind. I would not be playing games if I am not blind.
It's the names.
Same with Halo though. With killing sprees.
Killing spree.
Well, no, that's good. I need that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yeah. Well, this was a productive conversation.
Yes, no.
You know, I've told you about this, the kind of awkward Chinese guy at my work.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't listen.
He's a massive fan of the show. Hey, Chinese guy.
We've already got one of those.
Thanks, Zan. D-Z-A-N. Zan. He always wears white, like, always. Always wears white. Always wears white jeans and a white t-shirt. Always.
Is he in a boy band?
Every day. It's weird and creepy.
Is he not in a boy band? No.
I don't think so. Not with that stutter.
But he goes on your podcast and goes, "There's a guy at work, Dave, and always wears chinos and V-necks."
He's a right cunt.
I've actually never worn chinos to work.
Good. That's why you still work there, then. They haven't seen him.
Tell you what.
Yeah, I'm kicking you out for it.
Little fun fact. I wear jeans on the way to work, and I take three quarters with me because it gets fucking hot in the office, so I change three quarters when I get to work. That's a little fun fact. I get changed for work.
Just sit there in your pants?
Tell me they're three quarters. I swear to God, David, they're jorts. I'm a fucking...
No, they're my combat three quarters. You've seen me wear my combat three quarters like a billion times.
Dave, are you such a star there that you have your own dressing room and it has a star on it with your name on it?
No, I use the toilet because...
He's written on the outside dressing room and then drawn a big star.
I may do that on the
in feces.
This is my dressing room. I marked it.
Why are you taking a poo in my dressing room?
Why am I in here?
Why, man,
my dressing room is occupied. My dressing room.
Also, Matt, I've texted you before about this guy, but there's fucking Jabba the Hutt works in my office as well.
About him as well. You should take a photo of him.
I don't think he'd fit in one photo.
You know when he falls asleep resting on his neck fat, take a photo of him.
He's just monstrously big and eats all the time and sweats when he walks and occasionally just like. We have a fridge in the kitchen, which is just constantly stocked with.
does he try and get in it to cool down?
No, it's stocked. It's permanently stocked with cans like Coke, Fanta, that blah blah blah, anything you'd expect. And he brings his own drinks and he brings Mountain Dew in every day. By the way, I've stopped drinking excessively because you know heart conditions. But
yeah,
you know, Dave, premature now death.
Fucking cigarettes, and he'll be a normal human.
Anyway, this the one time I've seen this guy get anything out of the fridge. Completely stocked with loads of excessively sugary drinks and just full fat stuff. He went Diet Coke and then walked off. And I was just like, who are you kidding? Like, really?
I'm on a diet.
You're as wide as a house, man.
Do his pectoral muscles go all the way around to the back?
I don't think he has pectoral muscles.
Well, under the fat
of his tits.
He's disgusting.
But maybe me and you should get a V-neck when we go for this shopping trip on Wednesday.
Let's just do it.
One between us.
Matt.
Yeah,
Matt,
yeah.
I think you would look good in a V-neck. No homo.
I genuinely think I would look like a massive twat in a V-neck.
Well, obviously don't get a V-neck that goes like right down past your pecs. Just, you know, get one that suits.
I love that.
Right down to your penis.
I love that you think I have pecs.
Well, you've been losing weight. I assume you do.
You can see his pecs again now.
Muscle.
Past his boobs.
Saw my penis the other day.
It's a rare
same. I saw your penis the other day.
On that website that I showed you.
Matt'spenis.com.
Yeah.
I hope that's a real site.
Let's have a look.
Let's.
www.matt's penis.
Are you actually checking out Matt'spenis.com?
Yeah,
that's actually a gay porn website.
.com. It's looking it up.
I bet you bet
it's not finding yet. Connecting. Problem. Server not found.
That
broke it apparently.
Matt, you can. That means it's not. No one's bought it. Matt, you can buy Matt'spenis.com.
Buy that and just put a picture of my penis on it.
Yeah,
just nothing else. Just, you know, like Lemon Pie, where it's just like a gif on the script, but just a picture. I'll just be like, here's a picture of my penis. No explanation.
Wait, no. Your penis, but with the Spartan helmet, like badly photoshopped on the head.
Or my penis with one of my Lego Spartans just standing next to it. to give good size comparison.
Yep.
My penis with a picture of the Spartan towering over it. The Lego Spartan.
I don't think about it all the time.
Please tell me you were about to say. I've always liked Matt's penis.
I've always liked the idea of putting a Spartan helmet on the end of his penis.
No, I've always I've sometimes thought, occasionally,
about having sex.
Not adding unnecessary words. Say the sentence.
Yeah, that like if you made like a tiny version of something everyone knows the size of, and like put it next to it when you're taking a picture, and be like, yeah, I've got a massive car.
Hell yeah.
Was that really the payoff for that sentence?
Yeah.
I've often thought about getting a miniature can of Coke and putting it next to my penis so I feel big.
Yeah.
I know this is horrible, but this is definitely the right podcast to say that.
I didn't think of a can of Coke, yeah, because you can get tiny ones of them, can't you?
I can speak for at least me and Dave.
Guys, we've got a question.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yes, on Facebook, we have a question.
Yeah, I'll save it to the end. Don't tell it now. God.
God. We're doing shit out of order. Like, we're just
general. Oh, fine. Then I've got about six questions.
Really? Wait, when is the podcast coming back?
Fuck off, we have six questions.
Yep.
Okay, let's do this. Read a time.
Question time, yeah.
Shall I do the Facebook?
You do the one on Facebook, yeah.
I mean, Daniel Kendrick, DLC. Yeah, DLC season passes and or Call of Duty Elite, good or evil? Question mark.
Based off my experience so far, pretty shitty.
Season passes, yeah, I guess. Well, the only season pass we've done is Gears, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've been bitterly disappointed.
Well, yeah, pretty disappointed with Gears. Well, yeah, you've done Call of Rapist.
Yeah, I've got the Elite. I found the Elite one to be good in terms of saving money, and I'm enjoying the DLC in general. But like, the Gears of War one...
If Halo said, if you give me another £30 and we'll give you all the DLC for this next game, I'll probably do it.
Yeah,
just because I like Halo.
It should, really.
But the
it depends on what they're going to bring out, though, doesn't it?
Yep.
If they're going to bring out one piece of DLC, you're like, well, I'm just paying £30 for nothing.
No, if they'll state in advance what it's going to be, like, at least
see, they'll have map packs, and there'll also be those content.
Spartan Ops are going to be episodic, apparently.
Is that included, or have they not
mentioned? Well, I'd assume some of it would be included, but then I guess they'll. It's now a Microsoft company again, so it's going to be. Yeah. They're going to try and make you give them any money.
So the idea of season passes and elite subscriptions, they are good because...
The idea is good, but most of them so far haven't been very worth the money.
Because it's like, it's you putting faith into the company saying, I trust you that the DLC you're going to bring out this game is going to be good, and I want to pay in advance and therefore get it on the day so I don't have to worry about it, get it at a slightly reduced price because I have faith in you. And yeah, that's a good idea. I think if it's done well, that works. Gears 3 has let me down. I don't think the DLC was worth the season pass. I'm disappointed. Dan likes Call of Duty Elite, so I guess that's worth it.
And I say, I can still envision.
Well, I was listening to some Lady Gaga the other day.
I was listening to some Lady Gaga in my duvet, and I was envision. For a game that I am really into, and every bit of content that's come out for Halo Reach, I really like.
See, if Battlefield had done it, I'd probably have got a Battlefield one because I think Battlefield do pretty well.
You never know; they might for all these new content packs they're doing.
It depends. If you think the game is going to be worth it, and you think you're definitely going to play it enough to warrant the season pass, yeah, it's a brilliant thing.
Yeah,
that's what we got tricked into with Gears of War. It's like,
because we thought it was going to be wicked, and it was,
and that we'd keep playing it, but no.
It wasn't shit, it just was average and...
It was quite pants, yeah.
Yeah.
I can give you an example of evil.
Yeah?
Yeah.
EA, with Battlefield.
Anything with EA?
With any EA game, they make you have your season pass. I mean, obviously, if you buy the game brand new, you get it free. But if you buy it second hand, you've got to pay an extra £5 or something to be able to play it online.
You're online.
I don't mind that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm cool with that.
I dislike that, especially from EA.
Anyway, let's carry on with one of these other multiple questions.
Okay, next question is remakes versus sequels. And that can be games or films, I guess.
So what?
What are opinions on remakes and sequels?
Remakes, I think, have to be handled very carefully, depending on the original product. And sequels...
Sequels in games tend to be better.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot is put into this individual thing, and it's usually meant to be episodic anyway.
Whereas sequels with films tend to be a bit shit.
Yeah. Whereas games, it's improving on something that was already good. Films is like, we could make some... I know that they also make more money off the game, but I don't know. Mm. Like, in my opinion... Yeah, just games generally get better.
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Is the Call of Duty game every year, is it a sequel or a remake?
I call it a reskinning. Because they change it just enough so it's not a new game, but really it's just a reskin.
Dave, isn't a reskin what we did the other night with each other?
Basically. For anyone listening, that's where you basically take the head of your uncircumcised penis and get the skin and stretch it over the head of the other guy's penis.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, me and Matt were doing it.
Is it a bit like a thumb war where whoever's got the biggest stretch of skin?
Yeah, first person to pop out.
Yeah, it's like a thumb war, only you're going inside the other thumb.
Anyway, more questions.
Some different ones, yes. They're talking too quickly, I need to scroll up. Scroll up! And also just remakes. We've got opinions on the remakes themselves. Like HD versions of like remake things are generally quite good.
I haven't really played many remakes. The only remakes I've played is Combat Evolved, and that was wicked.
I don't think I've ever played a remake.
Yeah, I was going to say they've done Resident Evils, they've done the Metal Gear, they've brought into a HD collection on PlayStation.
And that's good, considering this is the Xbox Fantasy Cast.
It's on 360 as well. The Metal Gear one I considered getting. I have to say that. because Metal Gear seems like a series that I should have played and have missed out.
I think I played Metal Gear 2. I played a Metal Gear game on one of the PlayStations. That happened, I think.
I think remakes are good if there's a demand for it. Cool. But not just saying, hey, this game came out like 20 years ago, let's remake it. Just, by the way, I would kill people for a Final Fantasy VII remake.
In the same way that I would have killed for a Combat Evolved remake, which they did, and it was good. So
Halo 2 next, I think.
Nah, they won't do that.
Why?
I don't think they will.
Why?
Because they won't.
They don't need to.
You just broke my heart.
Next question.
Okay, films of games.
Oh. What about films of games?
We've talked to us before and said most of them are terrible, but they can be okay, really.
Can you give me an example?
Tomb Raider. Mario Brothers.
Complete opposite.
Not Tekken. Street Fighter.
The Tekken was filmed as well, wasn't it?
Resident Evil.
Maybe.
Yeah, Resident Evil, if you take them as completely separate from the thing, they occasionally adhere to like the lore and stuff, but generally like terrible, but good.
I like them.
Yeah, I like them as films, not as films of Resident Evil.
Yeah. I like them as films set in a separate but very similar universe.
Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Oh, Jesus, terrible.
Fantastic CG, absolutely fantastic CG for its time. Terrible story, just downright abysmal.
Yeah. Whereas Advent Children, awesome.
Oh my god, that thing is the sex. I have not watched that in a long time. Reach. I may watch that tonight.
I'll play lots of Halo Reach tonight.
I might play some of Halo Reach tonight.
Scott's going to play lots of Halo Reach tonight, I've decided.
Should make a Halo film. They should finish making it.
I think they will
it.
Eventually.
No, speaking of films, just before we carry on, the whole... Stephen King's Dark Tower series is back on for being made into films and TV series, and I am super excited.
Cool.
Are you?
Yes. It's my favourite book series of all time.
Next quest is celebrities in games, cool or shameless plugs?
Depends.
Yeah, depends on the character. I liked Jessica Chobot in Mass Effect, although I found it creepy that you could have sex with her. Like, that was...
Also, her face is wrong.
Yeah, she's a little bit off.
Her face, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, but she looks like she's got Down syndrome in the game.
Oh!
No, not.
I don't think that could be not offensive.
No, she looks.
It's not.
She looks.
I'm just saying, her face is a little bit weird looking
in the game.
In the game.
Weird looking obviously translates to Down syndrome.
No, I didn't mean it. It's just that's the closest comparison I could give.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not being a dick about it. I'm saying it just looks a bit. All right, fine. Fuck off. Anyway. I take it back completely. I didn't mean that.
Just change subject and give a hilarious example of Slims in video games. 50 Cent's Blood on the Sand. No. No 50 Cent. You're not
And then the sequel. Don't need a sequel.
One, you're not a celebrity. Two, you don't belong in video games.
What about Fred Durst? He appeared in SmackDown. Just bring it.
That's a good place for him to be, I guess.
There's also a licensed Vin Diesel game, some racing shit.
Wheelman.
Vin Diesel's Wheelman.
Right. Oh Jesus, he's going through a tornado.
Tornado.
Whoa. That's better. Sorry, his mic's been things.
Oh,
sorry, I've just lifted it up.
How about Tony Hawk's?
Tony Hawk's makes sense. Those kind of celebrities is different because you've got like, Tony Hawk's, you've got Tiger Woods pro golf, you've got Shaun White skateboarding,
Colin McRae.
I don't know if you ever remember Dave Mirra BMX.
I was trying to think.
Fucking love
Dave Mirra BMX
too.
So fucking good. Amazing.
I know. I spent hours. I was like unlocking everything. Fucking loved it. You know the swamp map? That was the best map.
You know Tony Hawk. I'm buying Tony Hawk's when they bring out that on XBLA.
I hope they bring out Dave Mirra on the XBLA.
Can you remember Dave Mirra BMXXXX?
No, that wasn't Dave Mirra, that was just BMXXX, wasn't
it? No, it was originally meant to be Dave Mirra, but I don't know.
It was just topless girls on BMX.
With dildos everywhere. What the fuck? Why bring out a game like that?
Why not?
Why dildos? Yeah,
the dildos. Well, Dan, see, you replace the seats with dildos.
Yeah. <that's>
Anyway.
Nick?
Yeah. What about like voices and like celebrity voices in games?
Don't mind voices. Voices.
I think that's actually a little better to do. Like to have
Someone who's actually a professional voice actor in.
I mean, look at the Uncharted series. I mean, that has what's his face?
Nolan North.
Yeah, who is a good actor.
But then he's famous as a voice actor as well.
Go on.
I have no idea what I was going to say.
I was going to say that the Halo series would be even more popular if Will Smith was in it.
Yeah.
Will Smith is Sergeant Johnson. If they make a film.
Yeah. Sergeant Johnson's dead.
If they make a film, Will Smith has to be Sergeant Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like the.
Samuel L. Jackson. He could make a good Sergeant Johnson.
So, but Halo series had Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
No.
Fuck.
I like their random. It's kind of celebrity, but not really. Like their mini thing of the red versus blue guys being in there.
And Jonathan Cross.
With the Easter egg.
Yeah, so celebrities in video games, it works. I wonder what an all celebrity voice casted video game would be like acting.
Because
that could be really interesting.
Really expensive?
Really, yes, really expensive. It would have to be something high profile, like super high profile.
Like Halo 4?
Like Halo 4.
Or Call of Duty.
Well,
to be original.
You couldn't do Halo 4 because like people already know the voices.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. Cortana has had like a fucking makeover as well because she's entering rampancy, so she's changed the way she looks.
She gets sexy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Obviously, she hasn't.
But she dies after 7 years.
What?
Yeah.
She dies after 7 years.
She doesn't die after 7 years. Just goes
she does. She dies.
Confirmed.
Next.
There's more.
Where are you getting these from, by the way?
I'm being texted them.
What? Is someone listening live? What?
This is creepy.
you fucking this man.
Yes. Okay. Next question is: Do we need more feminine heroes in games?
No.
No.
Not really. I'm not really.
Oh, that sounds. Well, or no, okay. To change it. No, if, more female heroes, because feminine like men. That'd be weird.
No, because you are the home.
I want a really camp bloke in it.
when it's thematically correct, yes, that works, and that is exactly where it has a place. But jamming female leads in for the sake of equality is actually just reverse sexism.
Jamming in female leads.
Wait. Going back to the feminine thing, can anyone remember the intro to Halo Wars?
Yeah.
Where there's like Spartans doing backflips and stuff all over. You know, he's talking about really camp men.
Yeah.
That was really camp.
Well, they're just Russian athletes. It's fun.
Female leads have their place, but when it's.
Where do they have their place?
But
is it in the kitchen?
but when it's appropriate, not just making
when it's the lead, appropriate, the lead, they stop making sandwiches.
Making the lead character of a game a female just because there aren't enough female lead characters is just being sexist in an opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, like things like Tomb Raider went out with it, like. Here is a woman that can do these things that are awesome.
But look at Bayonetta. That's a successful game that had a female.
Sarah Palin and fucking guns.
Hey, a sexy Sarah Palin. With full of Freudian masculine imagery.
Yes, and crack and eye bleeding.
Hey,
yeah.
Platinum Studios, the studio behind Vanquish, they are on crack.
Yeah.
At the beginning of that game, does it go, Bayonetta?
Yes.
It does, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Next? Yeah. Okay. Homosexuality and ethnicity. Like, more diverse heroes.
What, in games?
Yeah.
Not bothered, either way. Well, yes, no,
well,
I'm not.
Look at Mass Effect. In Mass Effect, you can be anything, and you can be a gay black man, if you want.
Yeah, again, it's like, when it makes sense, like in an open-end game like Mass Effect, be what you want, do what you want.
I don't think game developers are going, we can't make him gay or black because people won't like him. I don't think they're doing that.
people, the developers choose characters based on how it fits the story. When it fits, yes, that will work. But again, just making your lead a different race for the sake of it is just being racist.
You could say a game based in Africa about a person who grew up in Africa and who is African but is white might be
South African.
Yeah, might be a bit wrong.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Couldn't make him black, just couldn't do it, couldn't release that game.
Especially not gay, no.
Or like, if there was a video game and one of the themes was around the main character's sexuality and he was gay, that would fit. But just having a story and then jamming in this other side plot of the character being gay would just be more offensive than helpful.
Yeah.
Unless it was a complete aside that this main character, blah, 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 doing all this stuff and he happens to be gay, it doesn't really come up there.
Yeah, that's
fine. I think Grand Theft Auto could get away with it. I'm being serious.
They could, that'd be perfectly fine.
They already have, haven't they?
Ballad of Gay Tony and all that.
And it doesn't matter. But it's not getting away with it, it's just doing it and
making it work.
Yeah.
I don't mean getting away with it like that.
How the fuck did they put a black character in San Andreas? How did they do that? I am writing them a letter about how that is wrong.
It's against my religion.
Grand Theft Auto's had him, and then they had the Italian, Tommy Vercetti.
Yeah,
that's
not race. There's not like blacks, white, and Italians.
Sorry,
but yeah, like speaking of like it being there, but then it doesn't really matter. Like we find out a few years after the last book/film that Dumbledore was gay.
Well, yeah.
If you guys heard of that.
Insinuated, isn't it? It's a bit like it.
No, because...
J.K. Rowling go, yes.
No, J.K. Rowling said he's gay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't come up at all, but she had it in her mind all the time that he was gay.
Yep. Who's Dumbledore?
The gay one from Harry Potter.
That wizard that talks to
the creepy was ramming his wand at boys.
So many euphemisms.
He's the creepy old wizard that takes a special interest in you boys.
That wizard that lets little boys ride on his broom.
Wow.
We're really not helping the whole non-offensive.
Well, you know, you didn't come here to not be offended. Are games cathartic or do they make us more frustrated?
Can someone define
cathartic?
As in, like,
stress relief.
Less or more frustrated, yeah.
Yeah, the opposite of frustrated.
I would less frustrated, always. They're a relaxing thing to do. Even playing Dark Souls, as stressful as that game is at times, is amazingly relaxing.
Still, yeah. Even playing Rayman, where I get made to feel like an idiot because I can't complete a child's game. Even then. And I'm having a great time with all the pretty colours.
As frustrated as you ever get in a video game, there's always an end to the frustration where everything's all right again. Like playing Super Meat Boy and trying to unlock some of the extra characters in Super Meat Boy took me hours, and I wanted to smash my controller against the wall and then throw. Like if I wanted to put Super Meat Boy on a disc just so I could break it, and then I got the character and I was like, I love this game again.
But has there ever been any times that any of us have literally walked away from a game and never come back to it? Like, fuck that game.
What? You better
well angry at game.
Well, I walked away from King Kong. The game was shit.
That game took me 3 hours to complete.
The game was terrible.
You must have some balls if you only walked away from King Kong. He's a big, scary gorilla.
I also did the Lost game. That wasn't really any fun, but I got the achievements for it.
I did the Avatar The Last Airbender. It took about 20 seconds to get 1,000 G. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
FIFA 11. I played that. It pissed me off. I walked off.
Oh, okay. The only time I think of walking away from a game is I don't have the patience for fighting games. Like, I like them and I like to play them, but I don't have the patience to sit down and really learn everything to the extent that you need to learn it to be good at them. I have got one sheep, played it because it's been ages since I played one. Thought maybe I'll get into this one, maybe I'll be good at it. Started playing it, played for about 2 hours and gone, no, I just can't, I can't do it, fuck it, and take it back because there's too much knowledge and time investment in fighting games to. It's just so fucking hard to get into them.
I could say that Resident Evil actually, because I played that through once and there's loads of like achievements and stuff we can get off it, but
No, I can't bear to play that game ever again.
Which one? 5?
No.
Too many raccoons.
I really, 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 really have to go for a wee.
Okay.
More questions?
Yeah, there's more questions. But we'll
do one. We'll
just have a break.
Because I have a wee break.
Okay.
How many questions are left?
About 5.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, yeah, I'm going for a wee. But...
Okay, more questions. Lightning round question time is what we're doing today.
Are game companies going the right way by making consoles and games more for kids?
Yes.
No.
I think yes and no, because I mean...
I'm not bothered.
The market needs to be addressed, but...
I think there is a market for kids, but aiming things specifically, like aiming consoles and shit at kids, no, because kids aren't the ones buying them. You need to convince the parents.
But once you've convinced the kid, then the kid says, mummy, get me this, and then eventually they will.
Okay, so... then have some fucking discipline.
Learn
to say no to your spoiled brat of a child.
Fuck you, Des Ryanum.
Fuck you, Des Ryanum.
No Xbox for you.
But have you seen society these days, Dave? Have you looked out your window?
No, this is why I have.
Dave walks to work at like 6 in the morning. There ain't no kids around then.
There ain't no society.
Also, Dan, if I open my window and I'll do this live, open my window. What do I see? Cows.
Open your window.
There's no society outside my window. Just fucking cows.
Cows have a society. Cool. You don't even know about.
Yeah, cows is out
there. Secret milk cow.
Yeah, milk me harder.
I came back from work the other day, and they were just running in circles in a field.
Cows don't do that.
They do.
They do when they're doing super secret society beginning.
I sat and watched them for 5 minutes straight. They're just running in a fucking circle. I was like, what are you doing, cows?
I envy your life, Dave. You watch for 5 minutes straight cows running in circles.
Do these questions, because I'm going to have to go and pick someone up. Oh, it's an hour away, actually. It's fine.
Did you guys see the thing that came out in the news? Somebody looked at like hundreds of thousands of fields full of cows on Google Earth and noted that most of the time they were facing north.
Doesn't this come out a couple of last year?
Why am I bothered?
I don't know. It's just an old thing to do with cows.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cows point north.
Okay.
Yeah, it's odd.
So, Compa, if I ever get lost down those cows about which way north is.
You should never trust a cow, they're evil.
Bet you any money the cow fucking... I can't, yeah, hell, it won't do it. Right. They'll take different directions.
If it's running around in a circle like Dave's cows, you don't know what the fuck you're going to do.
He's just finding his bearings. Just running around his own. There it is.
His bearings? Yeah!
Did you just take your sunglasses off while you did that?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome. next question. Is storyline losing to graphics in newer games?
No.
No?
Generally, games that have good graphics, ones that I buy and play, have good storylines. So.
Assassin's Creed is an example that has amazing visuals and amazing storylines.
As is, for me, Halo.
Yeah. I mean, there are games that do come out which have more polish than real, you know, effort into the story. But they're... Shut fuck off.
Yeah,
the campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Battlefield was pretty, but the campaign was average.
But those are the minority now. Like, it tends to be that developers now know that games need to have a good, solid story to back up the gameplay.
Yeah, I mean... Most games should be about story, and most games generally are. Well, and then multiplayer is either 50-50, or... I don't know.
Stories are, like, one of the most important things. Now, you can't come out with a game just cause, as a concept. You need to have a story that backs up your concept, because that's where video games are at.
Right. What, do you have to, like, reference it? Please back up your concept with...
ideas.
I think Battlefield's mainly focused on multiplayer, but they've had to come up with a story to justify the maps.
Yeah. They didn't really need to do a campaign, really.
No. I mean, Minecraft is one of the only games that's come out recently I know that doesn't have a story.
Well, that's just randomly messing around.
But it's awesome.
As much as, yeah. I mean, with...
And arguably beautiful.
Well, in a weird
way. Arguably beautiful.
It has its own visual style, which looks amazing, and people like. Yeah.
But with Battlefield, if it was just multiplayer, people would feel a bit ripped off for paying £45 for a just multiplayer game, I guess.
Yes. But
I think that's the thing.
Precedent has been set, by the way, for multiplayer selling standalone.
With what?
PlayStation 3 Killzone 3.
Mag. Did you ever play... Oh, no, you weren't playing Mag, but did you ever see Mag?
No.
Mag stands for Massive Action Game, and it was just an online shooting game where you could have about 1,000 people in one game.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, Killzone 3, you can now... This is obviously like a while after release, but you can now download the multiplayer standalone on PSN.
Mm.
So the precedent is now there for that to happen.
I think there was a game called like Operation Dragon
Operation Point Flash
or something. Yeah.
Flashpoint,
yeah. Yeah, which...
Operation Dragon Point.
I don't know, whatever, dragons. Dragons are in these days, aren't they? Where that was just multiplayer, wasn't it? Because...
Yeah, but like, again, those games appeal to a niche audience. Especially that one. That was very niche. That was like hardcore. That was hardcore PC FPS fans.
I hate, as a random aside, I hate how Americans call it niche.
Yeah, I think we discussed this before.
Yeah, they need to go and learn English.
Learn the English language, yes.
Yeah,
it's called English for a reason. We are correct, you are not.
I don't like that on Word it has English UK and English US. It's just English.
Yeah. I speak American.
It's English right and English wrong. Okay. Are game reviews based on company? E.g. Treyarch getting 9 out of 10 constantly.
No.
Yes.
A nice collaboration of disagreement there.
Because, think of it this way. Look at all the Resident Evil games that have generally done pretty well. Resident Evil 4 did well. Resident Evil 5 did well. Resident Evil Raccoon City got a 4 from IGN.
All the EA games do well, and most of them are garbage other than Battlefield.
Well, I think the thing is...
Yeah, but you love fucking FIFA 12, Scott. You were on it before we went on Reach.
No, I love football. I don't love FIFA 12. I love football.
Why don't you buy Pro Evo?
Because that's the shit in the world. If anyone likes Pro Evo, you need to die. Sorry.
You heard it here first.
Categorically.
Of dead people.
No.
I don't condone dead people.
Dan does. Dan will fuck you. Right, you know, just the right position.
Reviews are based on a game, not who developed the game.
But I will say though that like in terms of Call of Duty, the review is based on previous Call of Duties a lot, as well as the person that's going to be reviewing it probably thinks Call of Duty is quite okay.
You always need a reference point, yeah. But.
Yeah, but you can't have someone who hates a franchise or a game. I'm not gonna do this game. This is shit! I'm gonna give this a 1!
It's perfectly okay to review a game going into it being excited to play it because you know that the studio that made it does good work. That is fine, but that doesn't mean you're going to give it a good mark. That just means you know the studio does good work, you're excited for this game, so you play it and then you review it.
Zachary?
I feel bad about my death comment.
That's fine, don't worry.
Yeah, Dan feels turned on about your death comment.
Well, yeah, it's a good job this isn't a video podcast.
I feel ambiguous.
Yeah.
Scott is thinking.
Got a light bulb above your head. Next question?
Yes, Dan, because rooms have light bulbs.
Yeah, but not necessarily above your head. Awkward. Okay, so is advertising in games becoming more about popularity and beating competition than the games themselves? For example, EA versus Activision / Treyarch.
There's
the spelling error. There's the spelling mistake.
So the spelling error was in my speech. I think I was thinking trademark for some reason. But yeah.
I don't really get the question.
When Call of Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3 were about to come out, like a few months before kind of thing, all the advertising seemed to be them fighting against each other.
Well, no, because the advertising wasn't, but when the fucking bloke from EA was like, yeah, we're out to be a Call of Duty killer. That wasn't advertising, that was just PR.
Yeah, mm. And
that's fine. That's the business side of things. They're going to do that, and I don't have a problem with that, as long as it doesn't affect the game.
I mean, like, then Battlefield TV advert didn't come out and say, Battlefield 3, much better than COD.
Then there was all that,
probably because they legally can't do that.
Yeah.
There was all that website buying thing about like better than the whoever it is that bought the website that said Modern Warfare 3, and then it linked it back to Battlefield and whatever and all that stuff.
But that was wasn't that a fan, not EA?
Yeah, but then someone else
did it the other way around. And like,
yeah, but that's just people doing what people do. Like, that's not the company's doing it. Yeah, if it works in their favour, cool. But that's not them doing it. Yeah, the PR department's always going to pull stupid shit, like making people say stupid taglines they don't want to say.
Mm. And then, as an extension of that, like, what do we think about people who go on either YouTube videos or any comment page thing anywhere and just flame on the other game that they don't like? Like,
silly people in their silly little lives, that's what I think.
I mean, 80% of the internet... Now.
Yeah.
Shit happens. Have you been on any... Well, go on any YouTube video that has anything to do with religion and look at the comments.
Yeah, or anything to do with gay people and look at the comments the other way around.
Or science. Like, people...
Yeah, but just if... No, like, most of the people that say stuff on there wouldn't even dare say it in real life.
No, because they're...
I hope so.
And the ones that do probably would...
Get arrested.
They're locking up.
Most of them are basement dwellers. Like... It's the anonymity of a keyboard that gives them the confidence to say shit.
Yeah. In the World of Warcraft, that part.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're that guy.
Point in case.
Tornado again, somehow.
Sorry. Is it my laptop? I'm not sure my laptop.
No, that's fine. I can hear you fine.
Yeah? All right. Did you guys see the BBC programme about Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
He's from Mansfield.
Is he? Oh, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
His cousin got trolled.
You know? Well, I'm sure you do.
He did cocaine a lot and got fired from Blue Peter.
For doing cocaine.
His family do not like to talk about that. I know that from his family.
What's his name?
What?
Dave, could you get done for, like, slander for putting that on the internet?
No. It's already around the
internet. It's public fact.
Yeah, it's come from ours.
I'm not a big fan. I don't really know.
A big fan.
I'm a huge fan of Bacon.
He was my favourite Blue Peter presenter.
My favourite was the dog.
Yeah, I liked the dog.
No, the kitties. Or the tortoise. Oh,
I can't fuck a tortoise.
You can, it's just a bit different.
Yeah. Poke his head back in.
I did not intend that to go there. I knew as soon as I said that I was going to regret that statement.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you start a sentence saying, I can't fuck that, I mean, you're automatically wrong, whatever it's about.
you could have just stopped with you not trying hard enough.
or you are trying too hard.
What were we talking about?
Kevin Bacon.
Another question?
Question. What discontinued game franchises should continue, and which ongoing ones should have stopped years ago?
Call of Duty.
Obvious example. God. What other ones apart from Call of Duty?
What about consoles? I think Sega should make a new one.
Zone of the Enders, I think, it might be coming back, but it's not confirmed, but I super hope that game comes back. They are bringing out a HD collection of Zone of the Enders that will probably be the first one I buy and play.
Yeah.
No, not that any of you care about it, but LMA Manager games, they should bring them back.
No, fuck off, I love LMA Manager.
Do you really?
Yeah, any game where I can micromanage to that extent, I love, because I love micromanaging shit.
EA should bring back rugby on there.
Yes, like, they should actually. Rugby games were really good games.
Yeah. Rugby 08 was wicked.
I want Siphon Filter back.
Dave Mirra 3.
Dan, they are bringing back Siphon Filter, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I just said. But they are bringing it back anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, fuck. If anyone has never played A Zone of the Ender game, you need to. They are amazing. They're amazing, Dan.
I haven't heard of it.
They're super Japanese, like mech fighting kind of action games. It's awesome.
That doesn't seem good.
It is, Dan. It is.
I'm not into that.
Has anyone made? Has anyone played Gauntlet Legends?
No. Never even heard of that.
Damn, that was a good game on PlayStation 2, I think it was.
Should they bring it back?
But Scott, yeah, I do also agree with LMA managers. Like, I want a good football manager game on my 360.
Yeah.
I want a really, really, really good rugby game and manager game on my 360. Because the one I have is good, but doesn't let you do much, and it's missing lots.
And the other one you have is terrible.
And the other one I have, I should really get rid of.
Yeah. Well, it has any value whatsoever on trading.
Probably has no value at the minute. Rock. It's not really relevant anymore. It's not even the same year.
Well, that's relevant. I mean, games like that have been in print sections for years.
Yeah, for a reason.
Any more questions?
Creating a hero versus playing as a predetermined character.
Creating.
Depends on the story.
Yeah, same. I agree with Scott.
Same, but I prefer creating because
I would always like at least some level of creative input.
But like with Halo, I wouldn't have been into Halo as much if you the first character.
But look at Halo Reach and the fact that you can.
You don't play as your character in the story.
But Halo Reach wouldn't exist without the old Master Chief story.
No, I know, I'm just saying, like, the ability to, even if it's just customise a little bit, yeah, I like
that. No, that's fine, customisation, and I'm sure you'll be able to do that in Halo 4, but you're not changing what Chief does or what Noble Six does.
No, I don't want to change, for that kind of game, yes, I don't want to change that. Maybe just let me change the way he looks a little bit. Yeah. But that's fine. I just, like, the ability to just change the way a character looks, to me, even if the story is exactly the same, makes things a lot more unique. I like that.
Even if it's just the emblem on their arm.
Exactly.
Then again, though, on the other side of it, like I've not played it, but you played Mass Effect, and you can customise your whole gameplay, can't you, really?
Yeah,
which is great, but that's the way it's intended to be played.
Yeah. It works perfectly in Mass Effect.
Because it was intended, yeah.
And then you've got games like Skyrim, like just uber-customisable experience games.
Anything, yeah. Do it however you want. Yeah. Next.
Is the rating and censorship system too strict or too lax?
Too lax.
Where should it change and why?
I think too lax, do you do?
Well,
does it matter?
Oh, I know what you mean. I think that kids should not be able to play 18-rated games, but that's not down to the rating system. That's down to bad parenting.
I think if a parent is in a store with a shitty little kid, and the shitty little kid wants an 18-plus game, and the parent's trying to buy it, and the person behind the counter knows the parent's buying the 18-plus game for the shitty little kid, they should say, no, fuck your shitty little kid. No 18-plus game for them.
Well, generally they do in that way, then, couldn't it? Because you can't buy alcohol if you're with someone that's under 18 or whatever it is.
Exactly.
So they could do that.
The thing about video game ratings is though that it's much more a recommendation than a enforced thing. You have to do this kind of thing.
Well, it's the same as movie. It's the same as movie ratings.
Yeah, I mean. In general, like in terms of like this is an 18 game, it has this level of violence, that's fine. People know what is in 18 games, what's in 15 games, what's in 12s.
People don't.
Generally. Like adults, okay. 40-year-old parents don't, but like we do, and our generation does. And so like people, I don't know, the thing is though, that when I was a kid, I was playing 18 things.
What, I mean, one kid?
I don't know, when I was like 8 or 10 or whatever, I was playing like, I don't know, the Alien games, and they were 18. And
I wasn't allowed to play anything that was rated over a 15 until I was about 15.
Really?
Yeah, and I agree with that, totally.
I wasn't allowed to play M-rated games until I was about 14.
Until I was old enough to understand that things in the game were wrong. And which I mean, properly understand it and realise that that's something shocking. It's not.
Yep.
What about the?
And I agree with it.
My parents' attitude was I was allowed to play them as soon as I was old, like mature enough to understand what I was playing. And that's the point.
It was like top down Grand Theft Auto games, 18. Like
I wasn't allowed to play them.
Really?
I think I'd seen them, but I never played them myself.
The graphics were so bad.
No, but I sneakily played one of those at a friend's house once, and it was like, well, it's the idea is, I don't think parents should be able to buy games, but they do anyway. But I think parents should only let the kids play the games if the kid has an actual understanding, like a mature understanding of what they're playing. Like these kids that play fucking Call of Duty all day and are 12, they have no respect for what they're playing.
And yeah. The other people on the other end.
Exactly. That's what's wrong with it.
Matt, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
It's to do with the same thing. We've just played through Resident Evil, right? And that's an 18 game.
Yeah.
I think that rating's too high for that game. What do you think? Because I don't think at an age, even 15, if I was 15, 16, I don't think I'd take anything away from that game and think, right, I need to go and kill some people.
Yeah, because everyone in that game that you kill is a zombie.
Yeah, well, you're not going to dig people up or things, are you?
No, I probably agree with that. I might think that sometimes they get the rating wrong, but then they can't say, like, just because, it, like in a zombie game, they can't say, well, because it's not an actual person, even though it looks like a person, they won't do that. And I understand why they won't do that.
Well, and there's no...
Matt, look at Mass Effect. You can fuck many people in Mass Effect.
And that's 15. But you don't really. It's just like a scene.
But the idea is still there. Like,
yeah.
Kids are still going to know.
And kids at... And what's that? Is it a 15?
Yeah.
Kids at 15 know what sex is.
And the age of consent is 16. So, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Should we
They're
have...
Prepping them for it. This is what's going to happen. You're going to fuck someone on a spaceship.
Should we have an in-between rating between 15 and 18?
Yes.
Well, there isn't. Isn't there, like a 17 plus one?
I say just fucking raise 15 to 16.
16 plus. 16 yeah. plus.
I raise 15 to 16, yeah. 15's an odd age. Everything else used to be 16. Used to be cigarettes.
Anything that's not quite 16 probably doesn't need to be anything more than whatever the hell is below 16.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe 15 should be the top one.
Do you think? Not an 18.
There should be a 15 and then like a 16 plus.
Or maybe just a 16. No 15, no 18, just a 16. And then whatever's below that, 12.
Mm. I'm sure they have their reasons, and I'm sure our reasons are all completely unsound.
I'm sure they're right.
We're going to hell.
You know the professional people that do this for their living? And we're like, nah, your job's shit.
Let's do one more question.
Yeah.
Then I'll just check these in. La, la, la,
pick the best one. Best one.
No, do all of them. I'm enjoying this.
Even well, there's only one more, so it's good either way.
Okay.
Linear world story versus sandbox free roaming.
Context depends.
Yeah. What do you prefer in general?
I don't have a preference.
Context again, down to context dependence. Like, what's the story like?
Yeah, what kind of gameplay is it? Which you can just fucking run around and do whatever the fuck you want. But at the same time, I also love, and as I don't know if I've said this, love Halo, which is a completely linear game.
a super linear Grand Theft Auto wouldn't work. Super open world Dead Space wouldn't work.
Work fine.
No, I don't. No, it wouldn't. It would not be the same experience in the slightest.
No, I know.
Yeah, but like I think for general fun messing around, free roaming is really good. Whereas, like, I love the linearness of story as well. So
depends what kind of game you're trying to play, though. In my opinion, I can't.
What you're in the mood for?
Yep.
Linear stories do narrative better. Sandbox games do kind of more fun things better.
Unless it's such a big story like Skyrim that, like, you can pick and choose, and like Mass Effect and stuff, you can go wherever you want, pick and choose kind of thing.
Mass Effect is still, I would call Mass Effect just a slightly open linear. Like, it's not really a sandbox game, you just get to pick the order you do stuff. It's still a linear game, really.
Yeah, it's a linear, many choice game. Like,
it's a well disguised linear game.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Assassin's Creed, like, wouldn't work as a linear story. It'd be boring as fuck. Well, it wouldn't be boring, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you need the in-betweeny bits and the and up to viewpoints and, like, randomly killing people for shit or whatever. You would pickpocket people.
Like, whenever there's a key story element in Assassin's Creed, it takes you to a linear gameplay section. Because it has to. Because you have to see things in certain ways from certain perspectives at certain times to do it that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. Sweet. Thanks to some technical difficulties, we lost the rest of the episode, so sorry for the abrupt ending. We are back now, and we should be recording on a more regular basis, thanks to people complaining at me that I need to do stuff, and work is getting a little bit easier. So, in the meantime, thank you for listening. This has been episode 43 of the Xbox Bantcast. As ever, you can send questions in via email to bantcast@hotmail.com, or you can contact us at the Bantcast on Twitter. You can also contact us individually. I'm on Twitter at @TGF_David. Daniel is @Lord_Atten. Matthew is @GammaJ89, and Scott is @ScottNotBezzer. Thank you for listening, and we hope to return soon.